Thank you for joining me once again at Nerdy Legion. In today's episode, we are looking at Constantine, the Keanu Reeves sequel, in a little bit of hot water. We've got The Last of Us Season 2 to discuss. We've got some news there. We also have Sam Raimi revisiting The Evil Dead in a different kind of way, as well as some gaming rumors to get out of the way, plus some refutations in the rumor mill as well. So let's talk about all the things, shall we? All right, so in housekeeping for this episode, I apologize if I look tired for those of you who can see my face. Also, yes, I realize I don't have my glasses on, which is making watching the monitor a little difficult, not gonna lie, but it is like 1 o'clock in the morning. I spent all day today on a mountainside. I will be halfway disposed of for half the day tomorrow when I normally edit these bad boys, so I'm trying to get the work in where I can. So my apologies if today's episode's a little low energy by comparison, though I don't know if I'm capable of a low energy news show. So as far as the other things go, I think next week there is no issues, but it looks like every other week from now on, there's going to be a Tuesday hiccup until roughly the end of spring. So we'll have one solid episode and one episode I'm trying to throw together back and forth like that for a couple of weeks. But otherwise, we should be in good shape as far as like legitimate scheduling conflicts go. That's not happening, I believe, until like the middle of April when we're starting to get into concert season and I start to try to get interviews with said musician types. So yeah, that's going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun. And then we're into con season and I'm still trying to take a look at what scheduling is going to be. If you have, you know, a preferred con that I have... It's hard for me to get out of the Colorado, Arizona, Utah area, generally speaking. So if you have a preferred con in that general area, let's have the conversation in the comments or on the social medias, which one of those you think I should go to and try to get interviews with authors or, you know, guests of some sort. Salt Lake, Denver, and I'm going to try and make Phoenix happen as well in the not-too-distant future, though I don't know if this year is the first year we're going to do that, but it is on the list of things. So anything beyond those, let's have that conversation. So I think that's everything for housekeeping. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but that's all we got for the housekeeping. Just to keep you informed, we will be doing a regular live episode this Friday night. So once again, join round about 7:30 Mountain Standard Time Friday nights. And you can join the conversation a little more directly rather than just leaving in comments or finding me on socials. So there you go. All that being said, we've got news to discuss, so let's do the news, shall we? Let's talk TV streaming. In today's TV streaming section, we're talking about Keanu Reeves might not be coming back as Constantine. We're going to get into that, as well as Last of Us Season 2 details, baby. And some Superman stuff that's kind of out of left field. So let's talk about all of these things. First up in follow-ups and corrections. The first piece is Constantine 2. Keanu Reeves said recently that the sequel is being, quote, re-evaluated. Said something along the lines of he's not sure if they want him to come back to that role, which we've speculated that this might happen. So it shouldn't really come as a shock that this is happening right now. Hopefully, though, James Gunn will see it as an Elseworlds possibility and keep it moving forward because he is into fan service. And this would be a pretty different kind of fan service, because if you're a fan of Hellblazer, right? John Constantine. If you're a fan of those books, the John Constantine books, I'm pretty sure it's Hellblazer. Then the Keanu Reeves movies, not really anything like the Hellblazer books, But it still has this weird place in your heart, right? Because Keanu Reeves, kind of sort of comic book adaptation and just bizarre craziness. So, again, it would be a different kind of fan service because these are not your normal comic book fans that really love this movie, which means there's probably a lot more people who love this movie than other comic book movies that are a little more niche like that. So, hopefully this doesn't go south. We will be keeping tabs on it as we continue. Let's move over now to Last of Us Season 2. We actually have a couple of updates on Season 2. First up, there is, in fact, going to be a season two, and very likely, at the very least, a season three. So season two is going to be happen, and it is going to be split into, it's going to be based on the second game, which makes sense because they really rushed through getting to the end of the first game in order to make season one, which is a whole other conversation we are going to have in this week's That Just Happened episode. So make sure you tune in for that. But so it's going to be based on the second game. It is going to be told over the course of at least two seasons, though they have very specifically not been specific about how many seasons they intend to stretch that story over. Because it makes more sense. You have these very impactful moments that really the build up to these moments, as we learned in season one, could be an entire season's worth of build up. So yeah, I think they're realizing that now because, again, Game of Thrones, we split some of those books into multiple seasons, the two seasons specifically, but I don't know, different way of storytelling. The other piece that we have on this is also related to season two, and that is that it's going to be different. It is going to be still be based on the game. The broad strokes are going to be the second Last of Us game, but showrunner Craig Mazin has said that part two will be different from the game. There is no specifics as to what they're planning on changing, though. If you are a fan of the series, or at least casually aware of the controversy that surrounds the second game, then you kind of have an idea of what very probably is going to be adjusted. I don't think they're going to get rid of the divisive elements. Again, trying to keep this fairly vague. I don't think they're going to get rid of the divisive elements entirely. I think they're going to tell the story better. I think they learned a lot from season one, and they learned a lot from the blowback of game number two, and they're going to take that combined knowledge and give us something much, much better, I hope. Moving right along, though, next we have The Acolyte, the Sith-based Star Wars series that is going to be coming to Disney Plus, was supposed to be coming to Disney Plus, I believe by the end of 2023, has now been moved back to 2024, which seemingly confirms rumors that we talked about a few weeks ago, and then what we talked about last week with Iger saying, all right, we gotta slow down with this output because we're not doing our best, and we need to be doing our best in order to make money. And they are a company whose interest is money, so that makes sense. That's all we got for that, though. Next is a follow-up on the Nevers situation. So the HBO Max series that was done by Joss Whedon only got one season on HBO Max, didn't even get the entire season that they filmed, just the first six episodes, six out of 12 episodes. So it got removed from HBO Max. We've talked about this, the TLDR. It got removed from HBO Max and then got picked up by Tubi. And if you, like me, went over to Tubi a couple of weeks ago and then again last week and went, all right, it definitely should be here. Where the hell is it? Well, let me explain. So if you, again, want to watch this Nevers series, it is on Tubi. It's just not on demand on Tubi. So you have to watch, and I haven't been able to find what channel it's supposed to be on, because Tubi, like other free streamers, has free live television, which is really just a stream of old things that they have the rights to stream. But still, it's good stuff on there. So yeah, it is going to be, they do it in chunks. So if you don't catch the chunk, it doesn't cycle that often. It cycles like once every 2 weeks or something along those lines. So yeah, and it's over the course of 3 days, and it's going to be very difficult if you have, you know, like a day job or a life to catch this, but it kind of is what it is. Hopefully, eventually, it does get pushed over to the on-demand side of Tubi, but who knows? That's all we have for follow-ups and corrections, so let's talk about some regular-ass news. In regular-ass news, this one's a lot of fun. This is my first exposure to the character of Superman, the 1940s Max Fleischer Superman animated movie series things, cartoons, are going to be released on Blu-ray come May. These are iconic. If you've never seen, I believe this is the first instance of animated Superman, not the first instance of Superman on screen, because I'm pretty sure there was a live action one before the animated one. And then also, kind of similarly related, there were a bunch of radio plays before television was a thing. So not the earliest instance of Superman in the mass pop culture, but earliest instance of animated Superman, as far as I know. It's great. The Max Fleischer stuff is fantastic. I used to have VHSs of most, if not all of them, when I was a kid, and totally worth a watch as soon as it launches. Again, coming out in May. Couldn't find the specific day in May, but I would imagine sometime in the first 2 weeks. Just throwing out that out there, seeing what sticks. That's what we got for regular ass news, though. Let's talk now. Suggestions in TV streaming. Suggestion is Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 2. The reason I'm suggesting you go watch this episode, or maybe catch up and then watch this episode, two words: Mythosaur. Or Soar? Sar? Whatever. Mythosaur is a thing. Go watch it. Just saying. Now let's talk about movies. Movies is going to be quick because we really only have two pieces to talk about. The Little Mermaid trailer came out, and that's a thing we need to get off our chest. And then Evil Dead. Sam Raimi's chiming in on the Evil Dead. He might be producing, but we're going to get into Sam Raimi's future with Evil Dead. First up, though, let's talk about Little Mermaid. In the trailer, at least so far, it looks pretty bland. Like, I don't know, man. I'm trying to see past, like, all right, let's do a little bit of a nerd rant real quick, shall we? I don't care about race swapping characters to a certain degree. In this instance, because it is historical fiction, there is certain elements, and we've talked about this on the channel previously, the series Hollywood on HBO, or on Netflix rather, is a prime example of this. If you are changing history to any degree, I know this is fiction because mermaids don't exist, I'm not stupid, but if you're going back in time into a land where people of a darker complexion, let's say, were not exactly welcome, and you're giving one of your new characters a darker complexion and making her into a princess, by and large, for all intents and purposes, Ariel becomes a princess of the I don't remember exactly where the town or what kingdom it is or whatever. Might be France, might be England. I think it's left vague on purpose. But again, I haven't watched The Little Mermaid for 25 years. If you are changing a character, like, that needs to be addressed somehow. Like, the whole Bridgerton situation is actually, they address it. They talk about, this is how we're writing this the historical fiction. It doesn't look like her skin color is going to be addressed in and it should. If it were a new story that wasn't going back into this specific time in history, then yeah, I don't really care about the color of Ariel's skin. But again, we're doing historical fiction. So if you're putting it in a time in history, these things have to be addressed. You can't just do what kind of sort of looks like, and Javier Bardem as the Sea King looks pretty cool. But again, like, he's not going to the surface to be part of that world, right? So him being race swapped is irrelevant. It's fine. It is what it is. But Halle Berry, I think is her name, being a black character in olden days, I believe, again, France, she would be stolen and did sent off into slavery. Like, I don't, how is this? This hard to understand. I don't know. I'm just, again, going off on a little bit of a side tangent rant situation because it could be a good movie. I just don't think they're going to do the things required to make it a good movie. So yeah, that's what we got there. That's, I guess, my thoughts on it. And now I'm going to get hung out to dry on the internet. Yeah, there you go. So that's what we got for trailers. Let's talk about some regular ass news. We're talking Evil Dead, Sam Raimi. Coming back to the franchise. I know he never really left because he's executive producing the reboot sequel thing that's going on, that's coming out very soon. But also he said in an interview with Empire that not only is he not done with the franchise, but he might be directing again in the future. And if that happens, then we're probably going to be seeing Bruce Campbell, the one and only, in the Evil Dead once again. I thought Bruce Campbell was retired. This is so crazy. If we get more about this, we'll be talking about it for sure. But that's all we really got about the future of the Evil Dead series. I might have just said The Walking Dead. If I did, I apologize. I meant to say Evil Dead because Evil Dead is what Sam Raimi did. Frank Darabont does The Walking Dead, and that's a whole different thing. So that's what we got for regular ass news. Let's talk about movie suggestion for the week, and that is the Holy Trilogy. Go watch the three first Star Wars movies. Remind yourself why you fell in love with that franchise. If you've never seen them, then maybe you'll understand why all the quote haters are a little upset about the current state of Star Wars, because those movies are great. Very specifically, Empire Strikes Back, probably one of the greatest movies ever freaking made. So if you haven't, go watch it. If you haven't for a while, go watch it again. If you keep it on rotation, good on ya. And that brings us to none other than the rumor mill. We got some I Know What You Did Last Summer correction, the refutation, I guess is what we call it in the rumor mill. We got Superman Legacy also in the refutation category. We have some gaming stuff to talk about in new rumors. Let's get into it. First up is I Know What You Did Last Summer. We talked previously about the fact that Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think is how we're supposed to say her name now, were said to be returning for their roles in the reboot movie that still may or may not be a series also or related. I don't know. It's so murky right now because we're so early in development for these things. But Freddie Prinze Jr. recently said that he actually hasn't been contacted by the people making this new movie. And so as it stands, at least according to him right now, he's not going to be in the movie. And I believe he even said in this same interview that not even Sarah Michelle Gellar was going to be in the new movie. So I don't know. Is he purposefully gaslighting in order to, fooled you. Here I am in the movie. Don't know. We'll keep tabs. Let's keep going. Next is Superman Legacy. This one was, we didn't even talk about this rumor because this is one of those rumors. It's like, yeah, it's, that's not fun to talk about. They might be casting Superman. Cool. So James Gunn was asked specifically about, you know, there recently leakers, specifically Grace Randolph, I believe, said that they're going to be casting somebody in their 20s to 30s to play Superman and Lois. And I think maybe one or two other Lex, maybe, characters for the movie. James Gunn was asked directly, came out directly and said, I don't have a casting director, so how could I be trying to cast actors if I don't have somebody in the role that casts actors? There you go. Not happening. That's not to say that that's not where it's going to go. That's not to say that he didn't run those numbers by somebody who then ran them by the, whoever the leaker is that Grace knows that's close to the situation. All of this is possible, but as it stands right now, officially, they are not casting Superman for Superman Legacy. So there you go. And then we have two new rumors for the episode. First one is Animal Man, speaking of James Gunn and such. Animal Man is being rumored to be in development for a series over on HBO Max. This one I'm giving a 55%. I don't necessarily like the source, but Animal Man is just obscure enough to have at least some sort of name recognition amongst the hardcore nerdy fandom. And, you know, they're the types to go, hey, I know, I remember Animal Man. He's been in a couple of things with some other characters, and I maybe read a book or two of his. Not exactly super familiar with him, but, you know, it is what it is. And also, he's an interesting enough character that James Gunn could go, you know, I can do something with that. Because, notoriously, he kind of does stuff with really obscure random characters. Polka Dot Man? Anyone? No? Okay. I can see a little bit of merit in this, specifically because of James Gunn's past. So we're giving this slightly better than halfway, because halfway means it's not, you know, we don't know one way or the other. I'm going to say 55% likely that Animal Man is going to be turned into a series over on HBO Max. And then our other rumor has to do with Game Pass. We're talking gaming on Xbox specifically. Xbox is going to be getting a Nintendo game on Game Pass, apparently. So according to the rumor, Shin Megami Tensei 5 is rumored to be coming to Game Pass over on the Xbox platforms, or Microsoft platforms, I guess. So specifically, I'm talking about Game Pass, which exists on the, technically exists on the Xbox One, also the Xbox Series consoles, also Xbox Live on your PC. So I'm giving this one 80% because the leaker, the rumor comes from a source that has an amazing track record. Usually gaming rumors have been coming true as we've been covering them. So yeah, 80% likely that we're going to see Shin Megami Tensei on Game Pass for Microsoft in the near future. All right, Nerdy Legion, that's where I got to leave you for this episode. Thank you very much for joining me. What did I miss? Let's have that conversation on the socials. You can find me at Generally Nerdy on basically everything. Or if you want more comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you next time.